Good evening, Maria. Welcome
Hi.
To the Space Show.
Thank you.
Maria, what can you tell us something about the Space Shuttle?
Well, a few interesting facts is the fact that virtually everything on the shuttle is reusable except the external fuel tank. And because that's not reusable and because any extra weight that is added to the shuttle means that they can take less up with them, the external fuel tank is jettisoned and therefore it's not painted. That way they save quite a bit of weight and money, and therefore that's why it's brown. So it's not quite as pretty as in the first two, but it's more economical.
I noticed in the exhibition that there's a picture of the shuttle with huge payload bay doors or cargo bay doors open.
That's right. The interesting reason for that is that to keep the electronic equipment and the shuttle cool, they actually travel during their orbit with the payload doors open. Now, should those doors not open once they've taken off and are ready to open them, they have to return to space within, return to Earth within 8 hours.
Why is that?
Because the shuttle will overheat.
Right. What do the astronauts eat while they're in space? Because, you know, sometimes they're up there for, 12 days? I'm going to go hungry if they don't have something.
That's right. Well, apart from the old days of the freeze-dried ice cream, etc., we actually have that in our souvenir shop up here. You can experience for yourself what it was like to eat freeze-dried ice cream. But they eat normal food, basically. One of the interesting clips that I've seen is an astronaut eating soup through a straw, basically just shaking it out of the bowl and then sucking it up with a straw.
Right.
Because, of course, with the low-gravity situation, the soup just floats.
Yes, of course, surface tension would hold it in the bowl until we shook it, wouldn't it?
Yes,
and
of
then
course.
It would form a round ball?
No, it breaks up into droplets, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think it can sort of follow it around the room. Not into thousands of little droplets, but...
Gee, that would be
it's
fun.
Broken up.
Yes, I remember the Apollo days when they used to have freeze-dried stuff and pretty ghastly stuff. And what do they actually do to the food now that they don't need to do all that? Is it just because the shuttle is so much bigger that they can carry all that food now?
And because of the refrigeration systems, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, so they can now keep real food there.
That's
rather
right.
Than
have
it.
So they don't
packets.
Have to suffer at all. One of the other interesting questions that everybody wants to know but often are too embarrassed to ask is how do they go to the toilet in space? Now, basically it's a vacuum type system where because you have a toilet seat that will fit to the bottom, that it's the waste is sucked away in a vacuum type situation.
Right.
So the men have to be a little bit careful. A bit more so than the women.
yes, because you don't have enough gravity to just pull it away.
That's right.
Okay.
In fact, in one of the missions, one of the major problems was that the toilet didn't work properly. So you'd think that it was quite a basic thing, but it actually can be quite messy.
Yes, I remember that mission. They had to go back to the old Apollo days where they had little baby's napkins and little seal-up pouches.
Quite uncomfortable.
Yes. Okay. What about when they're on the spacewalks and in the spacesuit? I mean, some of those go on for about 7 or 8 hours.
Apparently with the spacesuits they have tubes and collection cups and that napkin-type situation, so that's all taken care of.
Oh, so it's taken care of.
Yes.
So, yes.
One of the interesting things in the future will be the first married couple in space. We're looking forward to seeing that perhaps in the near future.
Right.
The Americans are planning that.
Yes, there are a number of married astronauts, aren't there? Mm. Astronauts married to each other. But
they haven't been up together.
They haven't been up together, no. Mm. That'll be quite interesting first, won't it?
Yes.
I dare say the media will make a lot
of I'm sure they will.
Yes, not much privacy in the space shuttle, though.
No.
Anyway, okay, well, your exhibition here focuses on the Endeavour, doesn't it?
That's right, on the Endeavour space shuttle replica.
And the Endeavour is, of course, the new shuttle that replaces the Challenger.
It's the one that will be taking off this year, 1992.
Right. And, of course, we're all looking forward to that as a big event of International Space Year.
That's right, yes.
Okay. So anyone who wants to see an exact replica of the Endeavour...
That's right. It's the exact replica of the shell of the Endeavour.
Yes.
And we're here until the 26th of April, 1992.
Okay. And where's this?
Surface Paradise, just opposite the Gold Coast International on the highway.
And how much does it cost to come in?
It's only $4 for children and concessions, $8 for adults, and $16 for a family of two adults and two children. So it's considerably cheaper than the other attraction parks around Surfers Paradise, and it's very educational.
I'll say, I've just been visiting a few and some of them really suck you, don't they? Okay, and what hours are you keeping?
We're open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night.
And is that every day of the week?
That's every day, 7 days.
Okay. If anyone wants any information, is there a number they could call?
They can call Surfers Paradise, 075 921 399.
Well, thank you, Maria.
Thank you very much.
For joining us on the Space Show tonight.
Nice to speak to you.